This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. How you guys all doing out there? Well, you know, this morning I was in a situation where I was damned if I do, damned if I didn't. And I hate those situations. I told you, you know, if you really want to get me, if you want me in a state of I don't know what to do, all right, and where I actually shut up and I'm silent for a minute or two figuring out what to do, put me in a situation where I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. Okay, because I'm not very, very good with the lesser of two evils or whatever. But when it's, you know, I do one thing, I'm in trouble. I do another thing, I'm in trouble. What the hell do you want me to do? And, you know, you're talking to somebody where I was always teacher's pet. I didn't particularly like the teacher, but because I always did the right thing, I got extra brownie points. And you want to know what? I think that was my strategy the whole time. Okay, I never wanted to be teacher's pet. I never wanted to be in the front of the class. Okay, I never wanted to be the goody two-shoes. I wanted to be the back of the class making jokes. But if I do the right thing, and I, let's say she was out of pencils, I would go to another classroom, ask for extra pencils, so before she even asked, she had those pencils. All right, that is a pretty, yeah, it's sucking up. But hopefully then, she is so happy with me that when I do get in trouble for making jokes in the back of the class or flirting with one of the guys or whatever, she doesn't, go down too hard or come down too hard. And that has been, remember, I went to 12 different schools because my folks moved around a lot. Not that I got kicked out of schools. I got A's in all these schools I went to, but I just went to 12 different, you know, fifth grade twice, two different fifth grades, two different fourth grades. Each semester I was at someplace else. So, and, you know, I never got in deep, deep trouble. You know, there was a time when saying a bad word in class was bad, right? You know, you would really, especially saying, you know, like the F one. And so I dropped an F bomb because I'd slipped in the mud in the middle of PE. And so the coach goes, all right, go to the vice principal's office. Okay, and so you were supposed to get some sort of detention or whatever, but because I was such a goody two-shoes, I only got a little, you know, really, really got to keep it clean. You know, you're a senior now. Yeah, I was so mad I had to take an extra PE because when I moved schools my senior year, my folks moved, apparently, that new school or that new school district needed extra PE credits. So here I am doing gym with a bunch of freshmen. And, you know, me, by now I'm, like, really, really developed. You think I want to be changing in the locker room? I'm going to be frightening these girls, you know, going, oh, my gosh, I didn't want to be lady, please. All right, you know, this is a playboy here. Right? So anyway, I was very, very frustrated that I had to be in gym my senior year. But it worked out good. All right, it was a good gym class. So, you know, what's the moral to this? Well, if you're in a job or you're in a position where you foresee you have a boss or you foresee this damned if you do, damned if you don't scenario, what you do, because you want to concentrate your efforts, okay? If you don't know what to do in that situation, do something else. And do that something else so damn good, you sidestep it. All right. Now, I am dealing with issues where I've been doing everything so damn good that I never really picked the damned if you do, damned if you don't. So, yeah, I might have, you know, shoved that under the rug temporarily, but at least now I'm not going to be yelled at for a decision I make. be damned if I do, damned if I don't, because I already have some cred. I've already done something that, and you know, this is how you have to handle jobs, because you are going to be dealing with individuals where they have their logic system, and sometimes two people's logic systems just don't collide. It should be. If it's logical, then everything should flow, and it doesn't. And this is a part of human nature, employee, employer, colleague relations that we just don't figure out. You have logic. It's worked for you. It's always worked. It flows. That should flow for anybody. But they have their own logic, and when these two hit, they are two different puzzle pieces that just don't fit. And there's problems. So then you have to try to, you know, get along their path, and you don't like their path at all because their path is a much, you think, less strategic path. Okay? They don't want your path because they have to learn something new, and they have to admit that their path stinks. So it's just, you know, hitting your head against the wall. And it's frustrating because, you know, we are supposed to, you know, there was a study that came out. I was on Justin Barkley's Wood Radio Michigan Live this morning and on iHeart. And I was, you know, discussing how being happy and being less stressed is good for the heart. And that's very difficult to do if your home life is stressful, if your work life is stressful. I mean, if your wife gives you an ultimatum and you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, you can't live like that. So I think we need to spend some time. We don't have to do it today if we don't want to, but we really have to dissect how do we approach being damned if you do, damned if you don't. And I like the sidestep. While that slowly starts to figure itself out, you enhance something so good that when somebody gets ticked at something you did, and it stinks, but that's real life. That's what happens. You know, my kids are starting to learn that, you know, life out there is not very easy. It's not very fun. It's very unfair. And stupid things happen. And, you know, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, today we're going to be talking about the Department of Housing and Urban Development is announcing a smoking ban in public housing. This has ignited a big controversy. Too much government or the right amount of government? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about New Yorkers soon being able to use marijuana for chronic pain. I was not surprised that the medical marijuana legislation was going to expand as the emergency rooms in New York had to start restricting the amount of pain pills that people got. We got a lot to talk about today. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. checkingaccount.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dial. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a lot of debate on public housing being smoke-free. And on the outset, it sounds good to me. There's kids growing up in those homes. Why should the kids be exposed to smoke and secondhand smoke and smoke coming in through the air conditioning ducts? Sounds good to me. But there's a lot of controversy. We'll talk about why. We are, though, we got some momentum going. As smoking rates are declining nationally, state, local, we are doing pretty damn good all across the United States. Bunch of different policies now are curbing cigarette use. So the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development has stepped up its own efforts, according to the CS Monitor. The new rule is going to take into effect in fall 2018. It allows the department's 2009 move, they say, to encourage public housing agencies to adopt smoke-free policies. According to HUD, which I believe, is that going to be Ben Carson, if he gets nominated, Ben Carson's division? There's already up to 228,000 public housing units already have smoke-free policies, and the new rule will expand the coverage to 940,000 public housing units. So according to HUD Secretary Julian Castro, said every child deserves to grow up in a safe, healthy home free from harmful secondhand cigarette smoke. HUD's smoke-free rule is a reflection of our commitment to using housing as a platform to create healthy communities. By working collaboratively with public housing agencies, HUD's rule will create healthier homes for all of our families and prevent devastating and costly smoking-related fires. Now, some think that this is overreaching. Some think it's ineffective. But apparently this is a ban that is going to be going nationwide. California voters approved an initiative in November to raise tobacco tax by $2 per pack. CVS stopped selling tobacco products in 2014. So the question that remains is whether bans and taxes will actually help people stop smoking, or regardless of their effectiveness, whether the public housing rule is fair. See, it's very interesting. We are starting to delegalize smoking cigarettes, but we are legalizing marijuana. Do I find that ironic? I don't mind marijuana being legalized, but I find it very interesting that there's all this media attention for, you know, anti-smoking and anti-tobacco and, you know, let's have these policies and regulations in charge, and we just won't sell it here. Yet medical marijuana is going to have more and more dispensaries. Marijuana recreational is going to be legal in multiple states, and there's obviously going to be promotions and ads for that. So whereas the tobacco ads have to have the, you know, Surgeon General's warning and this is bad for you, and they have to have pictures of people with trachs or dying from lung cancer, marijuana ads, do they have to have the same? I just find that very hypocritical. And mind you, okay, I am for us cutting back on smoking. I would love us to be a smoke-free country, but we need to call it like it is, people. You have, you know, veterans. You have grandmas and grandpas. You got people where smoking is how they coped. Smoking was what they did in their society. And as in the 60s, they were starting to look at data on smoking being hazardous to your health. Too many people had already gotten addicted, and it was already too late for a lot of people to try to quit. And there are people out there that cannot quit. And look at what we do to them. Look at what we do to those people. We charge them more. We force them to be outside in the cold when they, you know, they can't be inside and do that. But marijuana, they can. I understand there's going to be restrictions. There is going to be marijuana-free restaurants, probably. There's going to be marijuana. Yeah, but you can still come in stinking of it. I just find it kind of interesting. So Kelly Green, a public housing resident in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, said sometimes there's too much overreach. She goes, I know it's public housing, but you're taking away people's dignity. I think we need to live and let live. That is the big discussion. If you are paying your own rent, this is your house. Yeah, I you get shot if you come in. I mean, this is my house. This is, you leave me the hell alone. But, okay, what if you're renting an apartment? Okay, you still have the right to privacy. You still have the right to do certain things in your own house. Smoking is technically legal, but a landlord could say, no, this is a non-smoking residence. So if you smoke, you could be fined or you could be asked to move out. So what I want to know is, how is public housing going to do that? Are they going to fine them? And what happens if they don't pay the fine? Are they going to kick people out of public housing if they smoke? And if they do or get kicked out of public housing, do they get to go to any other public housing? I mean, you know, when you have this ban, how exactly are you enforcing it? They say the new rule will ban lit tobacco products, cigarettes, cigars, pipes, all living units, indoor common areas, administrative offices, outdoor areas within 25 feet of housing and administrative buildings. According to HUD, this prohibition will save the agencies $153 million a year, including money that would have been spent repairing preventable fire-related damage, secondhand smoke. They say up to 100,000 fires a year nationwide are estimated to be caused by smoking. Meanwhile, tobacco use remains the largest preventable cause of death and disease in the United States. They say it's a good thing for kids. Why do your kids have to suffer? Because of something you do. I get that. But Mr. Sean Kelly does not support the ban within 25 feet of the building. He says it's dangerous to be forced to smoke away from the porch because you could catch a bullet. And here they go. Enforcing the rule might be a problem. The HUD said violation of the smoking prohibition would be viewed as a lease violation. So force evictions. Well, then what? Do they get to go to another public housing? Are they homeless? What are you doing? So, it's a tough one. I like the idea of if you are on the public dime and the government dime, that we are allowed to make recommendations and make rules that are cost-saving. Okay? Like, for example, if public housing had some sort of a central heating and central air or whatever that they controlled, so nobody could just leave it on the max to charge up, you know, high bills or leave water running. You know, so if somebody wanted to do damage and cost the government an arm and a leg, you know, because that's the thing. When you're in charge when you have to pay for the water, when you have to pay for the power, shut the lights off. You'll shut off your faucet. So I don't mind that the government has water restrictions in terms of, like, if it's on for 20, 30 minutes, it shuts off. I mean, honestly, most of us get a shower in after 20, 30 minutes, you know, or the kitchen sink. Most of us can do the dishes within 20, 30 minutes. You know, those types of things. If it's public housing that we're paying for, and not the resident, I think that's fair. Okay? I think it's fair to allow or disallow pets. Or you pay more if you want pets. Or you pay more if you want to smoke. You know, you get more, the one thing that I don't like about getting something free is I want to have skin in the game. I want to have some control. So maybe what they do is they could have public housing, but you pay. You pay an extra $100 or $200 a month if you smoke. And, you know, why does it have to be free? And if somebody really wants to smoke, I mean, obviously, they have some sort of money coming to them. If they are able to pay for cigarettes, then if they're able to pay for cigarettes, then they can pay. But what I don't like is the idea is if you're a smoker, you pay more rent. That's discrimination. If you're a smoker, you have to pay more tax. Well, you only pay more tax on the cigarettes that you buy. Yeah, but I mean, you know. So it is overreach. That's a tough one. That's why, you know, I think as you've noticed with politics, it's never that cut and dry. Okay? You could be pro-choice, but you could be anti-tax dollars going to it. You'd be like, you know what, I am so pro-choice that this is your choice, you pay for your own abortions. There's no cut and dry. So, it's gonna be very interesting to see, what happens with this, but somebody is going to want to call the shots if they're paying, and it stinks. You know, whenever I had a boyfriend that had more money than me, and everybody had more money than me because I was poor, once he started to lay down rules I didn't want, I was like, you take your money and shove it. Don't buy dinner. So if you buy dinner means I have to have sex with you, forget it. I'll buy my own dinner. These are just basic, principles that, you know, we've all lived with, and now it's just different. What's the government? So if the government's paying for it, we don't have to follow their rules. Yeah, you do. 1-877-DOCTOR.
To Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Dr. Dolly, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So experts are saying that 99% of fake Apple products could actually kill you. They say only 3 of 400 phony chargers protected against electric shocks. Now, my iPhone charger, I have no idea if it's real or if it's fake. And apparently Apple is really concerned because there's a flood of fake chargers being sold on Amazon. So you know how you guys are doing stocking stuffers? a charger for a phone is a great stocking stuffer, or a iPhone case. I love stocking stuffers. I'm Jewish, and we have stockings. We have blue stockings. We have big menorah. We have the big tree skirts surrounding the menorah. All the presents go on that. And it's big. It's like the size of a Christmas tree or menorah. The cat goes on the tree skirt of peepees. I don't know how you guys do it. The peepee on the tree skirt issue. I know there's that spray, that off spray, but I see what he does. He sucks it in. He just loves to pee-pee on the glistening, bedazzled, rhinestoned tree skirt. That's what he likes to do, because that's shake-a-boo, and shake-a-boo really is getting on my last nerve, but he doesn't get a Hanukkah present if he does pee-pee tree skirt. Yeah, that's, I'm so mad at that. But, and then we have some blue stockings. So stocking stuffers, cool things for stocking stuffers you could do are, as long as they're not too expensive, you start to do a case, and you will start to do a charger, and you start to do a iTunes gift card. These, sometimes the stockings could be more expensive than the gifts, but it's something that a lot of people are buying. They say Apple iPhone users looking for a branded charging cable will spend $24. MacBook power adapter can cost almost $100. Yeah, that is ridiculous. Can I just say that is ridiculous? So consumers want something cheaper. So you could get on Amazon chargers for $7.50. You could get MacBook power adapters for $34. Now, this is on Apple. All right, you make a product, and all the accessories are so damn expensive, and you always have to upgrade. Yeah, we're going to try and go someplace else because the phone itself was expensive. So an independent safety specialist has found that 99% of fake chargers fail a basic safety test, and the consequences for users could be fatal. Only 3 of the 400 counterfeit chargers tested had enough insulation to protect users against serious electrical shocks. Yeah, all my chargers start to fray at the end, and you see the loose wires. Throw those out. Don't let the dog get to them. That is so dangerous. The chargers were bought from 8 countries around the world, the U.S., China, and Australia. The tests were performed by safety specialists called Underwriters Laboratories. UL applied a high voltage to each of the 400 phony chargers to test for sufficient insulation. They say Trading Standards, who commissioned the checks, claim that fake chargers bought on the Internet are an unknown entity for users. They say, speaking to the BBC, the chief executive of Chartered Trading Standards Institute, Leon Livermore said, it might cost a few pounds more. We're here in America. We don't use pounds, but that's okay. But counterfeit and secondhand goods are an unknown entity that could cost you and your home even more and your life. So the plug-ins. What are the signs of a fake charger? So your plug-ins. You plug a charger to a socket without switching it on or connecting it to a device. If the charger doesn't fit well, the pins may be the wrong size. Look for a minimum of 9.5 between the edge of the pins and the edge of the charger. So 9.5 millimeters, so that's about, almost a centimeter, right? Chargers outside of this are likely fake. So I think the pins is the thing that sticks into the wall, those two prongs. That's what I'm thinking they're talking about. Markings. Always check for the CE safety marking, but be aware that this could be forged. Look for trusted manufacturers, brand name or logo, model, and batch number. They say a legitimate charger's user instructions, according to Daily Mail, will include limitations of usage, details of safe disposal, basic electrical safety advice, and a guide on how to operate the charger safely. They say the findings come after Apple complained of a flood of fake chargers on Amazon last month. Well, that's not, I mean, Apple, what do you expect? Apple said it has been buying Apple chargers and cables labeled as genuine on Amazon and found 90% of them to be counterfeit. So the revelation came in a federal lawsuit filed by Apple against a New Jersey company over what Apple said were counterfeit products sold on Amazon. In the lawsuit, Apple said MobileStar imprinted Apple logos on cables and chargers that pose a significant risk for overheating, fire, and electrical shock. And then the chargers were turned around and sold on Amazon. So Amazon, Apple said they purchased products from Amazon, and then Amazon was told they were fake, so Amazon identified MobileStar as the source. So you see, you're always going to get told on people. So they it's ASINBO12YEWP2K. You got that? I guess that's how they're identified. Amazon, though, is not named in the suit. Okay? And I think that's very cautious of Apple. I think very nice because, again, you know, how did Amazon know? But I guess Amazon has to know that what they're selling you, if it's counterfeit, you know, they could be responsible. So it just stinks because these things are expensive. And now that we have online shopping, it's very interesting how these companies have to handle online cheap wannabes. Didn't they have fake Cabbage Patch Kids once? Remember when Cabbage Patch Kids, they were expensive? I think they were like almost $8 a doll back in the 80s, and it was an ugly doll, for crying out loud. It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. But anyway, everybody wanted them, and so they were selling fake Cabbage Patch dolls. You know, and I just don't remember what eventually happened with that. But when you have a product and people want it, and they can't get it because it's too expensive, they're going to get it another way. Going back to cigarettes, we're going to slowly start seeing black market inexpensive cigarettes. We're starting to make cigarettes so damn expensive with an extra $2 of pack tax, not to mention it's already high rate, that people are going to want to buy cheaper cigarettes. So you're going to have companies probably doing, you know, half-assed type of products, and people are going to be buying those. So it's going to be a very, very interesting behind-the-scenes market for cigarettes. You can't get people hooked on a product and then not offer options when they need it. A $24 charger is ridiculous. A $100 charger for your laptop, MacBook Pro, it's ridiculous. And we're being screwed. So eventually the consumer has to be smart. They either have to say to hell with this with Apple products, or they have to, they just probably have to do. And again, I have Apple products. I'm a big fan of Apple products. But I do not buy my accessories through Apple. I buy them through Amazon. So being told that some of my stuff could be fake, so I guess, you know, expect prices to go up. That stinks. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Crime is definitely going to be at its highest peak as we're coming into the holiday season. And we're being told that criminals take just 6 seconds to guess a Visa card number and a code. Criminals can work out the card number, expiration date, security code for a Visa debit or credit card in as little as 6 seconds using guesswork. Fraudsters use a so-called distributed guessing attack to get around security features that are put in place to stop online fraud. And this may be the method that they're using. Look, they spend all this time, they spend all this level of intelligence. Why don't they get a job? It blows my mind. Say, according to the study published in the journal IEEE Security and Privacy, fraudsters could use computers to systematically fire different variations of security data at hundreds of websites simultaneously. Within seconds, by a process of elimination, the criminals could verify the correct card number, expiration date, and three-digit security card number on the back. Muhammad Ali, not the Muhammad Ali, a PhD student at the University School for Computing Science, said this sort of attack exploits two weaknesses that on their own are not severe, but when combined, could be serious. So people can figure out your, that's what I take home from that. They know your credit card number, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys. right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. For those of you looking to get somebody a real nice holiday gift, or let's say you want to buy your favorite nurse or your favorite doctor or your favorite student a gift for under $50, we have developed a real fun Learn Health Spanish course. I've never done this before where I created something that you could sell. And so I'm pretty excited about it. And me and Gerard Romalho created a Learn Health Spanish course that's really great. Got videos and quizzes. You get a certificate so you could use it when you want to apply for a job, showing that you have some medical fluency in Spanish. And I'm really, really excited about how this turned out. And it's a real fun Christmas gift, Hanukkah gift, Kwanzaa. So check it out. Go to learnhealthspanish.com. If that's something that you think you want, use a discount code DDW. DDW, and it's a great gift, and it's a lot of fun, and you're going to learn a lot. I put a lot of time. It took almost a year to create that. I'm so proud of our work. And you guys, I kind of came up with some of the best things to teach you and the easiest ways to teach you. So I hope it works out. I'm very, very happy about that. All right, so one of my longtime listeners wrote, Bradley says, longtime listener, just got fired this AM. It wasn't today. He wrote this yesterday. He got fired yesterday. He said, had a blowout with my supervisor. I was with the company for 20-plus years. And this new young bib-wearing blah, 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 he writes, of course, I can't say the words, got under my skin. I let him have it, and he said to clear out my office. So I don't want to go to the unemployment office, but rather get a new job. Time for a change anyhow. But if I list them as a reference, they will say I have this blow up. I can't control, he says, what they would say about me. It was a stupid fight, but I did my job well. So we have somebody who's unemployed, was unemployed prematurely. Okay. It was a fight, and I bet this happens all the time. This is tough. This is tough. You say something wrong. It's somebody who hasn't known you for the 20 years, you know, and in which, you know, the 20 years that you put into that, you know, company, they get under your skin. You let them have it. And it might have been overreacting. Maybe it was well deserved. And they go, you're out of here. It's a shame. It is such a shame. So, but you know what? Sometimes when things like that happen, in Judaism, we use the word beshert, like it was meant to be. That's what I think. I think that maybe we're looking at a, like, you know, a meant to be scenario. Cause you know, and now if you always lose your cool, okay, and I mean, this happens every day where you're in a fight with somebody, somewhere, somehow, and there's always, okay, then, no. But I mean, if you generally keep your cool, and there was just something that really, you know, got your panties in a bunch, and you let this kid have it, I sometimes feel like that was supposed to happen. Maybe I've watched too many movies, but it's just one of those things where I'm like, I bet it was such that, you know, maybe it was time for you to leave. You know, I mean, just reading your email, it sounds like you were at a company and this bib wearing blah, 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 blah that I can't say. If that's somebody that doesn't appreciate you and you don't like the way the company's going, where younger people are becoming your boss, younger people that don't know the business, that don't know the trade, you know, telling you what to do, you know, maybe it is time for you to leave. So what do you do if you get fired from a job because you had your moment of crazy or your, or, you know, I let him have it? And we all do that. We will all have a I let you have it moment. For a lot of employers, though, one time, that's it. I mean, for a lot of employers, they're not going to, you know, they're not going to work with you again. However, all right, however, if this little snuffly-nosed, bib-wearing, still lactating from his mama's boobie, doesn't really have protexia. They don't really have the status in that business. then maybe go to the big boss. Okay, maybe you technically don't have to have lost your job. And you don't grovel, you know, but go in there and say, look, I want to let you know what happened. Okay? I was asked to leave because I got into it with so-and-so. I didn't want to leave. I've been with this company for 20 years. I love my work. And I got to tell you, man, he got under my skin. My bad. My bad. I should never let anybody get under my skin. I'm older. I've had more experience. But, you know, hopefully the person you're talking to is older also, has been around, you know, in that company for a while and gets you and says, you know, look, it's it was a learning experience for me. You know, I understand if I can't come back. But if I can, you know, I promise I will, you know, treat him more respectfully, and I'll make sure the things he says doesn't get to me. You know, I love this company. I have my heart in this company. So when I see, you know, something going in the wrong direction, I was passionate about it. Your boss may be like, oh, that is way cool. Did Dr. Dalia Tata say that? See? So he may be like, that's cool. If all you get is somebody in human resources that says, no, you can't meet the boss, and you can't, or you don't get a call back, or you don't get a text back, it's over. It's over. And then you also need to think that maybe that might have been the master plan. We're seeing a lot of weird stuff going on in the employment sector. A lot of weird stuff. Those of you that don't think your boss will ever give in to automation, if you have the type of job where automation is on the horizon, which is why always read the same magazines your managers do, you need to be one step ahead of your bosses. You really do, people. So if you kind of foresee that something could happen, but no, our company would never do that because they like us, and what? They wouldn't fire us. You may have another thing coming. And so sometimes, you know, there will be some inappropriate or some exaggerated response to something you did, making you mad to get you to that point. I wouldn't put it past people. And then on the flip side, maybe this kid is really a good kid. Maybe you really screwed up, Bradley. Look, I know you've been listening to my show for a long time, and anybody who listens to my show obviously isn't a doofus. So, you obviously got, you know, some sense. But, I mean, maybe you did screw up. Yeah, maybe this kid is ready. You did screw up. So, but if you think you're being had, if you think this kid purposely drove you to that, or if you really think this kid needs a smack across his head, you know, I support you. I got your back. I get that. You know, I'll write you a letter of recommendation. Why not? You know, you listen to my show. That's got to be worth something. But it is going to be hard. So now you're applying for a new job. And we've talked about this. What do you do when you apply for a new job when your last job ended poorly? Well, a lot of people won't include that job. And they won't include that reference. You can't do that, Bradley, because you've been there for 20 years. So you be 1,000% honest. You be 1,000 and 2,000% honest. You have to. Okay? And you say, look, I've been with the job for 20 years, saw the building be put up, was here when this merged. And, some of the management, is younger, and I'm fine with that. But there was just one that one day got under my skin when he accused me of, being lazy, when I was basically spending time on reports or whatever, or when he did X, Y, and Z, I couldn't keep my cool. And, I told him off. And, obviously, in hindsight, that wasn't the best, situation. And, obviously not appropriate, in the work setting. After the exchange, he immediately said leave. It wasn't anything that was planned out. It wasn't, tell the truth. Just tell the truth. See what happens. And they might go, I know that kid. I wish you would have punched him. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.